concepts like cloud, like the intelligent network, any device to any screen, that will suddenly change business models. In an environment where it's no longer questionable, will you be always on, even in the bathroom? You will see it all the time. You will see an ability of groups to capture market transitions. And while Cisco, has many challenges, one of them has not been by catching market transitions. Here's what we saw over the last two decades. Each time a transition happens, you have to bet 5 to 10 years before it's obvious, or you miss your window. That's what Intel does well. That's what Carol's done well through two companies. That's what Masa does all the time. It's the ability to say all-in-one data voice video networks in 1997 at Comdex, when nobody believed it would come together with the mobile. The ability to say it will be going across multiple networks, any device, any content will be the future. The network will become an intelligent platform that will enable all forms of ICT. And as that occurs, collaboration, social networking, a lot of what you saw from my two colleagues and what Carol will follow up on, really enables a new era of innovation, entertainment, productivity. And you're seeing government leaders, and it doesn't matter if you're talking to Medvedev in Russia, or talking to Cameron in the UK, or President Obama in the US, or Prime Minister Singh in India. They know that this network economy can change healthcare, can change jobs and creation. But its ability to capture this market transition and combine innovation with operational excellence, the ability to think about how do you do this as a consumer, it's got to be much simpler. It is all about visual, regardless of your ability to read or write. It's got to be able to take any device that you're on anywhere in the world and connect it to any content that you want, and the content will be largely, in my opinion, visual for the future. In businesses, the same phenomenon is occurring. This time we're following in the second generation of the internet. It is the ability to change organization structures from command to control, to form collaborative groups that will drive productivity, the ability to be more social in terms of how you do it, and the ability to be always on is the keys for the future. And all of a sudden, instead of discussing mobility as a separate characteristic, or video as a separate characteristic, you're talking about those spanning almost every move that would be made regardless of industry. Any to any is a reality. As this occurs, you've heard many people talk about over the last couple of days what the loads of different mobile devices are going to be. The answer is really large. You begin to think about how much load's going to go across the network with exponential growth we haven't seen. But Masa and Paul both alluded to it. The challenge, however, is that all of a sudden, the ability to charge, in my terms, per bit is a lot more difficult. The average revenue per unit, if you will, is dropping at a much faster pace, and the loads, data traffic are going up at a pace that creates a huge dollar gap. If we don't solve this problem, we've got a real problem with the price of service providers. We've got a real problem with broadband not being built out in a constructive way. And there's the ability to think about this in new models for the future, not in terms of models for the past that are key. If you think about it in terms of Moore's Law, you can say, well, what we've done in silicon will occur and save us again. That's doubling the price performance every 2 years. That doesn't cut it this time.